Hello, friends. It's great to once again have you join us for this week's podcast. On the docket this week are Chris Manos and AmeriCorps Vista and Brian Obert, the Executive Director of Montana Business Assistance Connection and current Board President of the Montana Economic Developers Association. Once again, I am Ryan Luco, Community Employment Coordinator for the VA Montana Healthcare System and the Homeless Veteran Recovery Program, and your current host for the Montana Joining Community Forces Career and Transition Support Project podcast. Montana Joining Community Forces, better known as Montana JCF, is a statewide coalition of support for service members, veterans, and their families delivered through six functional key service areas, which includes our Career Key Service Area. The Career Key Service Area is a designated effort under Montana JCF that addresses this very broad category of career support, supporting individuals with education and training, employment, and small business ownership resources, connections, and supportive events. JCF also assists employers in their efforts to find, hire, and sustain service member, veteran, and spouse talent through the Montana JCF Employer Support Network. Our objective with this podcast is to bring you relevant information that may help you successfully transition to whatever stage is next in your career or journey. We know how important career can be in your pursuit to thrive or be of value to your community after military service. So we are here to support that effort by sharing stories, resources, and information that do just that. You may be thinking about transitioning to Montana after military service. You may be living in Montana looking for a new opportunity in the public or private sector, or you may be navigating through some trials and frankly, you don't know what to do next. A large part of our support includes helping those individuals through challenges associated with military service or just life in general. We recognize that if we are dealing with past trauma, significant stress, anxiety, relationship issues, or health in general, that there will be difficulties sustaining a job or being successful in a work environment, or applicable today, be connected to resources that understand how important it is for our veterans to be contributing members in their communities in the workforce. So gentlemen, Chris and Brian, thank you for joining me today. It's great to have you here. I'm looking forward to our conversation. So Chris, if we can, let's start by having you give the listeners an idea of your military background and your connection to and experience in the military, if you would, please.
Sure, Ryan. Again, thanks for the invite and appreciate the time to share any helpful information to you, to those who might be listening. I am a veteran. I spent a little over 5 years on active duty. I'm a graduate of the United States Military Academy. So upon my 5 year plus active duty fulfillment, I decided also then to take my educational benefits and get some graduate degree. In looking at that, I had still an obligation because of the service at the military academy for to stay in either the guard or reserve for a certain period of time. And so I enrolled in that upon starting graduate school with a reserve, nearby reserve unit, both to fulfill that continuing obligation. But the second is really to earn some extra money over the weekends, which was helpful. I was married at the time, didn't have a family. My wife did work. She was a teacher. We moved to where I went to graduate school and so during that time, I was in the reserves. Got an appreciation of the commitment of the men and women who were serving at the time. Had no idea during our 2 week annual training periods, the areas that it would take me. It took me all over the country. Upon graduation out of graduate school, was able to find employment in Montana and moved to Montana at the time found looking for a guard or a reserve unit to continue with. was able to find a reserve unit that I was able to find a slot in. And I continued with them in a variety of capacities then for then a 30-year career that I was able to acquire all sorts of experiences and camaraderie with a host of people all over Montana and in a variety of positions. Those were weekend and annual trainings that took me overseas to Korea several times. And then also I was a unit that was activated during Desert Storm. So having said that, the background and the commitment to service has continued in the current position that I hold, which is an AmeriCorps VISTA. And we might speak about that a little more at some point. So, but that's my kind of military background and my real interest in supporting veterans and their family, transitioning members and those even interested in going to the service. So
sure. Well, that's excellent. Thank you for laying that foundation for us, Chris. I know being a former Guard member myself, I know that the Guard has obviously JAG positions and whatnot, but the Reserve, it's not always easy to find slots in the Reserve in your home state, let alone in the region. So good for you for finding that and being able to serve for that long in the Reserves. Thank you. So Chris, I've known you off and on now for a few years, and it goes back to when Montana JCF set up the veteran section to the state bar to satisfy some challenges related to legal support needs for our veterans here in Montana. Could you perhaps dive a little bit deeper into your work in the Montana State Bar and maybe even how it led to the work you're doing now with MBAC?
Sure, Ryan, I appreciate that question because I had the good fortune of being offered a position as the executive director for the State Bar of Montana. Every state has a state bar of one sort or another, and their primary mission and goals in the variety of state bars around the country are really to serve their members, and their members are lawyers and their legal businesses. And as the executive director at the time, when the Joint Community Forces was looking for legal help, basically pro bono legal help for veterans or any help that they could get, because of, again, my experience and also the contacts I had with others who both in the private and public arenas might be interested in helping veterans because they were either veterans themselves that went off to law school or had some connection. So that was the genesis of that, Ryan, was, you know, the Joint Community Forces and my attendance at those meetings. And actually, ironically, I had AmeriCorps VISTA in the organization I was with at the time, State Bar of Montana. And I'd have those AmeriCorps VISTA show up to some of those JCF meetings to understand the great work that they're doing. So that's how I got to know about JCF and the good work that they're doing, not only in Helena, but in other communities around the state.
Yeah, excellent. And obviously that time with the VISTA, once you were done with that role with the state bar, you didn't lose your desire to serve, right? So obviously the MBAC opportunity came up and you decided to serve, continuing your service with the VISTA work you're doing now, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. It's, you know, I've kind of looked at it as so many of us, you got seasons of service. And as you get on in a number of years, then you look back and you say, oh, that's the reason that sort of occurred. And you took advantage of those opportunities. And AmeriCorps VISTA program was one of those service opportunities that actually I was encouraged. I was doing some teaching as an adjunct faculty at Helena College for some of their legal certificate courses. And the department head saw this position advertised that Brian had actually coordinated, and I think he'll explain more about that through the U.S. Economic Development Administration. the department head at Helena College, the department underneath which I was teaching as an adjunct, saw that position advertised and said, "Hey, Chris, with all the work that you're doing with some of the Helena College students, maybe this is something you should think about." And quite frankly, and Brian knows, in the first interview that we did, I was saying, you know, I'm not the traditional AmeriCorps Vista, which is usually, you know, a recent college graduate, or certainly in the 20-something area. But what the heck? I looked carefully, like you do at so many job descriptions, to see, well, was there an age limitation? And that's the department head had already told me, "Hey, Chris, there's no age limitation here. So what the heck?" And not only that, but she kind of nudged me because she said, "I'm going to write a letter of reference for you, so you better apply for this position." So the rest is history, and Brian can explain more about that. But yeah, so in terms of service, and I feel fortunate because I've now started a second year of service, working on the areas that Brian will talk about, continuing in national service. So thanks for that question.
Yeah, you bet. So that's great stuff, Chris. I certainly appreciate your heart to continue your service. You've never stepped out of that uniform, proverbially, easy for me to say, right? Proverbially. Yeah, I'll move on. But perhaps in this case, your Vista service, maybe a little unorthodox, but I know MBAC is certainly benefiting tremendously. So, and I think Brian would certainly reiterate that. So thank you for that. So I got a quick story to share for you guys and our listeners. When I got back to work for the VA as a community employment coordinator after my deployment in 2018 and 2019, and started getting back into the swing of things, I had a coworker share your business card, Chris, with me, and it had indicated that you were with MBAC. And this was confusing to me because of the work we had done in the past together that I was familiar with, certainly over, you know, a year and a half or whatever that I was gone, a lot of things change. And this was certainly one of those things that changed during that time. But fast forwarding to our new collaboration, I've really come to appreciate the fact that you are at MBAC and helping Montana JCF bridge many gaps to the community that you're directly connected to and focused on, which obviously is workforce development. So I can't thank you enough for that. So in addition to that, I could certainly talk independently about what MBAC is doing collaboratively with JCF, but that would really take or defeat our purpose to have you guys on the podcast with me. And I really don't want to talk by myself. So for our listeners, can you share how MBAC is partnering with JCF and supporting the Helena area effort to enhance all things career related for our service members, veterans, and their spouses, and really our Helena area employers as well?
Sure. And then I'll defer to Brian because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And economic development was not in my wheelhouse or in my my purview in all the other experiences that I've had. But what the workforce development that I've been working on, specifically with basically four different communities, is with the business community to understand and help them get you know, workers at all sorts of different levels. The schools and whether it be the high schools and colleges, universities, who are obviously providing the academic training and helping them understand the needs of business. And then all the variety of potential workers. And that's kind of where our paths have crossed, because in that pool of workers is, you know, for Montana in particular, is veterans and transitioning military members, the high support and interest in the military that Montanans exhibit. I think AARP has indicated that almost 10% of the Montana population is veterans, and of that, 15% of that 10% are Native American veterans. You know, the potential workforce, not only veterans that I've been working on, but obviously students, those who are coming back into training, looking for work, And then the other area is the communities themselves who are, you know, trying to support the school's efforts, trying to help business, trying to identify all the workforce needs that are needed. And I know Brian has got a three-legged stool approach, and I'll let him emphasize that. But that's kind of where the veteran interest, supporting both the veteran, their family, in many cases it's their spouse, who are looking for so work in a variety of positions. So,
yeah, anything you want to add to that, Brian?
No, Chris is doing that very well. So I'll put my local hat on, the economic development development hat for the three county region, Helena, sure, Lewis and Clark County, Townsend, Broadwater County, and Mark County. I've been doing this for just over 15 years. We're blessed and cursed with low unemployment. So it's always been my intent of how do we start to do more towards career pathways, reskilling, upskilling, and attraction of talent into the area. And we've had looked a couple different ways of how to do this. We are a founder and a participant in Helena Wins, which is a workforce development component. And I always thought I needed somebody in the office that I could actually grab and say, we need to do this, and off you would go. And when the Economic Development Administration said that they were kind of opening up this idea of AmeriCorps Vistas to work in economic development, I jumped on it and ended up with Chris, our student over traditional age, is kind of the way I like to put it. So,
yep. Yeah. Excellent. Well, I know just with the work we've done together in my role as the community employment coordinator here, obviously that's a statewide role, but we've focused heavily on some of the stuff in Helena. So I've appreciated that opportunity to work with both of you, and really strongly believe pursuing these things proactively. And that's really what this boils down to, right? Is we're trying to develop, like you said, a proactive and collaborative effort. But I think that'll be beneficial for our state in the long run. And hopefully that long run is not too far off in the future. So speaking of the state, MBAC operates under the Montana Economic Developers Association. And Brian, you currently fill a specific and important role in that part of the economic development work on the state level. Can you talk about that a little bit and maybe how you see this all tying in at some point down the road?
Absolutely, Ryan. So Montana Business Assistance Connection, we're part of a greater association, which is what we call MEDA, Montana Economic Developers Association. They have a contract with the Montana Department of Commerce to help to kind of foster this collaboration across the state. And whether they like it or not, they've got me for last year and this coming year as the president of MEDA, president of the board right now, still working at MBAC, but president of the board. And I think the big key is, from a statewide standpoint, we stepped back about a year and a half ago and partnered with the Montana Chamber of Commerce, the state Chamber of Commerce, to put together a Montana Next Generation analysis, really looking at community and economic development tools and opportunities. How do we rank nationally and workforce and lack of talent, training for talent just kept coming up as we were doing community outreach and the business sector outreaches. How do we get workforce and workforce going? We've always, as economic developers across the state, we have a lot of different programs. I mean, obviously in Billings, Big Sky EDA or Economic Development Group has the Veterans Business Outreach Center, but also within the state, part of this MEDA association is PTAC, which is the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers. We have multiples of those in the region that they help you figure out how to do contracting with the locals, city, state, counties, and the federal government. Then we have our small business development centers across the state that are part of the SBA system. There's money that comes through Department of Commerce. And then we have SBDC, entrepreneurial kind of developers within within multiple locations across the state. And the one that I always like is our MMEC, which is Montana Manufacturing Extension Center. So somebody, you're really thinking about building a widget, you're trying to make your plant more efficient, or just almost any operation, MMEC can come in and actually provide some assistance. And that's part of this whole META. If you have an issue when it's entrepreneurial or business related, we should have somebody across the state that has the expertise to help. I mean, even locally here, we've got the SCORE chapter in our office here in Helena, which are typically retirees who, again, want to give back their knowledge of what they did while they were working and how that really kind of boots on the ground aspect of how to make a business work.
Yeah, excellent. Wow, there's a lot of different puzzle pieces to that equation. And certainly, you know, the further out you go from Helena, obviously the more puzzle pieces come into play, but that's a really good breakdown and articulation of how all those things fit together. And really kind of like this Montana JCF Career Key Service Area, I mentioned earlier on in the introduction that veterpreneurship is one piece of that puzzle. So if you take what you guys are doing and the pieces of the puzzle that you guys have, assembled, really, we've got this massive puzzle that really needs to be functioning together, because it all does. It helps the communities thrive. It helps the state thrive. And you know, really, there's a lot of challenges that exist. But when all these things are functioning well together, we have the potential to be a lot better off as a state. So thank you very much for painting, I guess, a little bit clearer picture of some of the work that is being done both here in Helena and then across the state to support our economy and hopefully grow it as well as we face some challenges, perhaps on the other side of COVID. So yeah. Excellent. Thank you, guys. So if someone has questions or wants to get in touch with either of you, how can they reach out for more information if they have an interest in learning more about work that you guys are involved with?
Ryan, I mean, I think the easiest one is you can go to our website, which is mbac.biz, B-I-Z. If you're not in the Helena region, take a look at the META website, and it's META, M-E-D-A, members.org, and then it's got a whole section on membership and basically who to contact in your region. If you're in Wolf Point, I mean, give Tori a call. She can point you in the right direction. Jim down in Colstrip. We've got usually we have somebody in almost every corner of the states that can at least lead you to a direction. Gloria O'Rourke over in Anaconda is our kind of the person that glues all of META together. And you can get a hold of her through the META website, and she will put you in contact with exactly who you need.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that is great information, Brian. I certainly appreciate the work you guys are doing. Chris, my heart goes out to you for just your continued involvement and the amount of value that you bring to the table. It's great to be partnered up with guys like you and organizations like MBAC and META. And I really think that those collaborations and efforts across the state will help Montana kind of be resilient, I guess, at the end of the day. Once, even with the COVID stuff, all we can ask is for us to have some resilience and be able to navigate through the challenges that we're facing. So again, thank you, guys. That is a wrap on this week's version of the JCF Career and Transition Support Podcast. Thank you for joining me today, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure having you with me. And if you happen to have any recommendations for future podcasts or would like to be a part of what we are doing, please send the JCF team a message through the Contact Us page at the Montana JCF website, which is www.montanajcf.org. And the JCF team will reach out or connect with you as soon as it can. So Chris and Brian, thank you again for joining me, and we will talk to you guys again soon. Have a great rest of your week, friends.